Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. My name is Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And before Doug McBurney gets in the studio, I'm going to real quickly let you know that there is a home listed for sale in Arvada, Colorado that you must see to appreciate. This home boasts of approximately 3,500 square feet on 2.3 secluded acres. That's secluded acres, zoned agricultural, with waterfalls and water rights. With that much land, you could bring the family, bring the horses and or the livestock. It's listed at $499,000, and that is $35,000 under the current appraised value. For more information or to schedule a showing, please call Sharon Bean, Dynamic Properties of Colorado, 303-358-9859. That's 303-358-9859. And this is Bob Enyart, and Doug, see that? Doug, you got here just in time. We have some interesting news today.
Lots of good stuff. First thing, the most interesting for me is I'm at 184 signatures.
That's very good, considering each of our teams have a commitment to produce 2,000 signatures.
Yeah.
By the way, this is on the Huffington Post today. The huffing on paste.
Yeah, we made the Huffington Post.
The Huffing and Puffing.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll and get to that. That's a big news site. And they and there are a few other sites that are doing, you know, personhood news at some level.
Yeah. Now, do they
the
allow.
The best that they can do.
Do they allow conservatives to post at Huffing on Past?
No, Huffing on Paste. No, they don't. But no.
Even
but
the liberals
this is a liberal
watching.
Who is. You know, anyway, we'll get to that,
yeah, we'll
right?
Get to that. Yeah.
So you're doing well with your signatures. I just got two more team members because our team's got to produce 2,000 signatures.
That's right.
And Doug, I'm getting people to man our part of the St. Patty's Day March, but I could use a little more help.
We need help. And here's my prediction is that we're going to swamp them.
Really?
We're going to swamp them with. But the only way we can do it is if everyone keeps focused, doesn't give up, works every day. Everyone has to do something every day to gather signatures.
Everyone in this audience has to help Colorado Right to Life one way or another.
We have to not let up until the final minute.
Colorado Right to Life sent out a letter to 5,500 families statewide, and they said, look, the goal is 20,000 signatures, and so could you get 20 signatures or send in $20 to Colorado Right to Life?
That sounds like a great idea.
20 signatures or $20. And at Colorado Right to Life, the officers do not get paid. The board of directors, they don't get paid. The spokesmen don't get paid.
No, but they have a fantastic retirement plan. It takes place in the next life.
In eternity.
Yeah, in eternity.
That's the only
retirement plan they have.
Yeah, but of course, there's paid staff, but this is not where you get a cushy job and you fight Planned Parenthood for the next 30 years.
No.
These are people who want to end child killing in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And so if you can help Colorado Right to Life, go to their website or call 303-753-9394. And especially if you could go to the St. Patty's Day Parade in Denver and say you want to be on Bob Enyart's team.
Yeah. Come on down.
See, I need people on my team. I just got two more guys today on my team.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jason and Peter.
Jason and Peter. All right.
Yeah, we try to get Peter Boyles. He's pro-life.
He is?
Yeah, but he says he is.
Uh-huh.
But he was busy setting up an interview with a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
we couldn't get Peter Boyles on the team. But we got a Jason and a Peter. Two guys joined my team today. I'm so thrilled.
Mm.
So, all right, Doug.
Good news.
Yeah.
That's great. That just reminded me, and I don't know why this is like free association moment, but I was in a parking lot gathering signatures, and a fellow who had to be 80 years old, had to be 80. Mm. I asked him, would you like to sign the pro-life petition? And he took it, and he looked at it, and he threw it back at me. He was very upset.
Mm.
And I said, I want to thank your generation for their apathy. I want to thank you for your generation's apathy, sir. A third of my generation's been murdered. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Anyway, I had already gotten my 10 for the day I was leaving.
So, Doug, I happened to go with you getting signatures yesterday, too.
Yeah.
A parking lot. We won't say where.
No.
A nondescript parking lot. And one guy was driving by slowly.
That's right.
And you went up to him, and he's leaving the parking lot, and he shook his head no, and you said, yeah, but it's for the unborn, to protect the unborn. He said, let me look at that. And he took the petition into his car, yep, and he signed it.
That's right. And most of the experiences I've had, I must say, are people saying, thank you for doing this. Thank you for your work. You know, I want to see this on the ballot. People are excited. Mm. I mean, you know, it's only 1 in 100 that may have a negative reaction. Mm-hmm. But the dozens and dozens of people I meet every day who tell me, thank you for what you're doing. And I always tell them, thank you. You just did your part.
Yeah.
You know, we all are working together. Anyway, it's awesome.
All right. So there are a few stories out there.
Yeah.
One's in Westward.
Now, that's the one we should start with.
Westward?
Now, the headline, because it's Westward, we have to edit it somewhat, some slight editing. They say, forget the abortion debate. Here's why a personhood amendment could mean Armageddon.
And that's a great title.
I just love the headline.
That is a great title. Would somebody frame that and put that up on the wall in the studio?
I don't even know if the rest of this article is even worthy of going through.
It's just a spoof.
The headline is great.
The headline is funny. Forget abortion.
Right.
The personhood amendment will mean Armageddon.
Yeah, and for people who, the ilk that work and read Westward, that's generally a true statement. It will be like Armageddon.
Yeah,
for those people.
We can't own blacks, if we can't kill Jews, it'll be the end of life as we know it.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying.
And so if we can't rip the arms and legs off of children at Planned Parenthood's clinics, life as we know it will be over.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to use women and get them cleaned out and thrown aside for the next guy to use them if Planned Parenthood can't kill kids?
Yeah, so they're all very concerned over
Armageddon.
Westward. Yeah, they're way more concerned than a bunch of homosexuals should be about the whole issue.
Well,
I'm just guessing about the authors at Westward. You know
how liberals say that men have no right to speak about abortion?
That's what they say. Yes.
They say that because they're sexist, of course.
Right.
But the funniest thing is this article, Why Abortion is a Gay Man's Issue.
Where did you see that?
Oh, yeah, that was a...
Really?
That was an article.
Is that right?
And so...
It's a gay man's issue.
It's just too much.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable. It's just too weird.
All right, so, but let's move on, though.
So that's Westward, and the article itself is not really, other than the headline...
Yeah, the article is just a bunch of silliness where he talks about, well, we'll all be 9 months older, we'll have to go back and change the election results and let people who were 9 months older vote, and the whole time-space continuum will be disrupted.
Right, and he says that people will start drinking 9 months earlier as though... Never mind.
And Doug,
that's what they said with blacks in America. And that was not in the Middle Ages. That's just in the 1800s.
Yeah.
I mean, Europe had ended slavery. We still have Dred Scott and a civil war to go.
That's right.
And they said, do you know if we end slavery, do you know the havoc that will wreak on our communities?
Right.
And the proper answer at the time was, so what?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because blacks are people. They're not property.
Yeah.
Babies are people. They're not property. It doesn't matter what havoc you think will be wreaked if we stop Planned Parenthood from ripping babies' arms and legs off.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Now, if we end the dehumanization and murder of an entire class of citizen, only good can come of that. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with each other.
Yeah, and it will save the body of Christ, which is headed to oblivion in America.
And it might just
headed where it went in Germany, the Lutheran Church.
Yeah,
that's where the American Church is headed.
Yeah, we're on our way there, along with the rest of the heathens in the nation. The whole country is on a collision course with not so pleasant times if we don't stop the shedding of innocent blood.
Right.
Because God still hates.
So that's Westward. Westward said it'll be Armageddon.
Armageddon
coming.
And
then they couldn't come up with one reason why it would be bad.
He says organizations like Personhood USA are working to set forth a series of events that will alter the course of human history.
That's right.
I agree with that.
That's tremendous.
Now, he's joking, but he doesn't know how close to the truth he is.
Yeah. That's tremendous.
All right, now let's go on to the huffing on
Doug,
taste.
Doug, you're losing your voice.
I am. And you know what is? It's because I haven't had enough of this dark chocolate.
You're out day in and day out getting signatures.
And it's cold.
And last night was cold. I have to say.
It got cold.
It got cold.
That's why the fellow in the Lincoln waited so that he could sign it in his car. Because it was warm inside that Lincoln. I could feel the heat coming out
of it. Yeah, so I was freezing out there. But we got signatures.
Got a bunch. Yeah.
We got signatures. So, all right. Now.
Now, the huffing on paste.
The Huffington Post.
Yes.
That's a popular website.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they let conservatives post there, do they? I know they don't let conservatives write at Westward.
Well, yeah, but they write about conservatives like this one by Jason Salzman. He used to write for the Rocky Mountain News.
No. Oh.
He was a media guy.
Hey, Jason. Nice to know you're out there listening.
And
thank you.
And this article he wrote is titled, it's about you and me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's always nice to
and
see.
It's titled Bold for the Lord, but Illegal with a question mark.
Illegal, he says.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has some concerns. Now, he was obviously listening to the show, and he says that he heard talk show host Bob Enyart during a live broadcast Thursday say, "My son got 20 signatures so far."
My son.
That's what you said.
He's 12. And I did say that. And Jason Salzman points out, he writes, it's illegal for children to collect signatures for ballot initiatives in Colorado.
It's illegal for children to collect signatures, Bob.
I agree with that. But isn't that stating the obvious? I mean,
I think so.
Everything is illegal in Colorado. It's it's illegal for bailiffs to collect children. It's illegal for Coloradans to collect illegals. Anyway, he's stating the blatant. He's stating the blatantly obvious.
Blatantly obvious, yeah. Hey, now, look, he looks at the website. Look at this, Bobby says, on his talk radio show, Bob Enyart Live, during a program titled Blue in the Faith.
Blue in the
on
Faith.
March 4th. So he looks at the website, too.
He looks at the website, listens to the show.
This is encouraging.
Yeah, so we've got at least one liberal tuning in.
All right.
And okay. Jason Salzman, it's not too late. The deadline is March 17th. You could still get a petition.
We could get one to you, Jason.
Meet us at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Get signatures so you have a place in history trying to stop the killing of children.
Yeah, instead of just allowing history to pass you by.
Right.
Looking, Bob. I'm a little bit upset with Jason here.
Why?
Enyart and his co-host had a discussion about gathering petitions.
Yeah.
That the Enyart's co-host said when you're out there with the kids, it gives you hope for the future.
Yeah, about over and over he says
I know.
In his co-host.
My last name has too many syllables. He probably has trouble.
McBurney.
With words that big.
We're coming up for the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Shouldn't he
have done something?
No, I shouldn't make fun of Jason. He's one of our few liberal listeners. I don't want to offend you, Jason.
No. So anyway, he points out that, hey, Bob Enyart said his son, who's 12 years old, got 20 signatures, and that's illegal in Colorado, and Jason called me.
He did.
He called me, and he writes in this article about our discussion.
Oh, here it is at the end. He said, I suggested that Enyart clarify on the air, one, it's illegal for children to collect signatures, two, his son was not, in fact, collecting signatures for the initiative. And Bob Enyart readily agreed.
He readily agreed. And I did agree, of course. I think, we figured that people who are listening could tell.
I thought it was fairly obvious.
You and I, we were saying, in fact, I think you said to me, Bob, isn't that illegal? Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I said, it would be illegal. I mean, once the 12-year-old goes to get his petition notarized, I mean,
that would be difficult.
Something's going to go wrong somewhere.
Right,
but we pointed out that our kids like to say to people, have you signed the personhood petition yet?
Mm-hmm.
And then the person, the voter, comes over to one of the parents.
I've got it. I've got it easier than you, Bob.
Why?
I have an 8-year-old daughter who's stunningly beautiful.
She's so cute.
Just gorgeous, right? And she holds the sign and she asks people, have you signed the pro-life petition? And they look in those big brown eyes and they can't
melt.
Resist.
Right.
They got to come over.
And so they sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the kids love it. And Jason Salzman, he keeps saying, well, Enyart's kids are different than my kids. And I don't. I hope they're not too different.
I hope they're not too different.
No.
I'll bet they're not
probably
too different.
Jason's kids are neat.
I'm sure they're great.
But our kids love to be involved in a civil rights issue.
Yeah, a civil rights battle. The greatest civil rights battle that their lifetime will see.
Right.
And they're in it from the beginning.
Yeah, they love it. They're very interested.
Can you imagine the people on the Freedom Rides down in Alabama and Mississippi in the early 60s? And their kids came along, and now those kids are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they can say, you know, I was there because I believe that black people should be treated equally, and I rode with my dad on that bus, and I knew what it was about. Mm. And what credibility they have later in life, and what leadership they're now qualified for because they saw the vision early. Praise the Lord.
Exactly. So, so Jason Salzman's article at the Huffington Post, it was funny. I mean, it's fine.
He's a fairly good writer, I must say.
Yeah.
I thought it was an easy read, got a lot of the facts correct.
But it turns out that it's illegal for children to collect signatures for ballot initiatives in Colorado.
Shocking news. Okay. Yeah.
Now, an attorney called in, and he said, well, it might be illegal to submit them, but it's probably not illegal to collect them.
Is that right? Is that what an attorney said?
But I think it's better, just to clarify, that kids shouldn't get signatures.
No, but they should be involved.
They should be involved.
And they should be aware of what's happening around them.
Yeah.
Especially big issues like this when they're, you know, when they're, they understand a lot of things. Jason Salzman's kids, I'm sure they perceive a lot of things that Jason probably thinks they're not ready to perceive.
Right.
But he needs to let them know what's happening in their culture.
Yeah.
And maybe he does.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
Jason.
So, what else do we have? So, we have Westward and the Huffington Paste, Huffing on Paste.
I always called it the Huffing on Past, but you said the Huffing on Paste, and I think I like that better.
Yeah,
can I adopt that?
They're huffing and puffing on paste.
I'm gonna adopt that.
Yeah, huffing on paste.
Now, I remember eating paste, but I don't ever remember huffing and puffing on paste.
Tragically, kids today huff on anything.
Is that right? That's
it's really tragic.
Yeah, and it's a result
and it
of,
kills kids. I mean, it's a serious problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I agree. And it's parenting skills acquired through reading websites like the Huffington Post that lead to meltdowns among the children. Mm.
All right. So, anyway. Doug, what else do we have? We have other news. There is a roundup of personhood events. This is pretty neat. This is Christians Unite.
Yeah, and Christians Unite website.
Catherine McEwen.
Catherine McEwen, who I want to become more familiar with now.
Yeah, and she gives a lineup of quite a few states where there are personhood initiatives, ballot initiatives, constitutional amendments, legislation that's been introduced all over the country. And she specifically highlights in Maryland.
Yes.
That
Delegate Dan Dwyer.
Delegate Dwyer has reintroduced personhood in Maryland, and praise God for that.
Yeah, way to go. And, you know, if we're going to live up to our reputation of bringing Armageddon to America, we're going to have to do it in a number of states. It's going to happen. It's going to have to be big. And so we've got Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, and South Carolina. Either ballot initiatives, constitutional amendments, legislation.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just amazing what's happening.
These are states where Catherine McEwen was able to corroborate.
That's right.
That some legislative effort, ballot initiative filed, amendment has been pursued. And there are other states, quite a few, Doug, where they have formed personhood committees, steering committees, where they're lobbying their state right to life group.
Right. Things are happening in about 40 states.
Yeah.
But we can document legislative efforts in 16 states right now. And personhood only started two years ago
in Colorado in 2008 when we got on the ballot. And they say, oh, what did you accomplish?
Yeah.
Well, we lit a fire across the nation to advocate, stand up and advocate for the right to life of unborn children.
Right. And we gave about 3 million Coloradans the opportunity to step into a booth and close the curtain and confront their own conscience about the truth of when life begins. And that always produces results. Mm. Now, some cases, it's going to harden some people's hearts. In other cases, it's going to soften some people's hearts. Mm. But it always produces results.
Yeah. And Doug, there is a law firm in Indiana that did some legal research for American Right to Life.
Yeah.
What they did was they shepherdized a case. There was a guy named Shepard.
Shepherdized.
And if an attorney, if somebody researches and they identify every subsequent reference to a judicial opinion,
right,
and they write a report on that, they summarize it, that's shepherdizing the ruling.
Okay.
And so this law firm, Brown & Brown, they shepherdized the Dred Scott ruling for American Right to Life.
Really?
Yeah, on behalf of the pro-life community.
Now, just for the public school educators and graduates out there, what is the Dred Scott ruling?
That's where the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1857,
yeah,
when they ruled that a black man could be owned as property.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly, it applied mostly to blacks,
mm-hmm,
and some others, that human beings could be owned as property. And we know, of course, that slavery in America was based on the slave trade, which was based on kidnapping.
Yeah, kidnapping people in Africa, yeah, shipping them over here.
Right, kidnapping.
So it was wicked.
Yeah, utterly wicked.
But the Supreme Court was okay with it.
The Supreme Court said, hey, we follow the process. And when you look at the U.S. Constitution and Amendment 1, and I read the Dred Scott ruling a while back, and they went through state after state, and they showed the laws where, for example, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read, for example.
Get out of here.
No, there were so many laws that were so wicked.
In America.
In America.
Shocking.
And yeah, just shocking, just wicked. And so they said, well, look, there it is. There it is. So no, Dred Scott, even though you got to a free state, you got to go back to your slave owner.
Wow.
You are property. You're chattel.
So what was the point of shepherdizing that ruling, and what's the outcome, or what do we know so far?
Here is the point. The current strategy that is advocated by many of the national ministries,
right,
is we need to work toward the U.S. Supreme Court reversing their own opinion.
That's been the strategy for my whole life, pretty much, up until 2 years ago.
As an adult, for 30 years, that's been the pro-life strategy.
Yeah.
We need to work toward the U.S. Supreme Court justices being willing, being inclined to admit that they were wrong, to reversing themselves on Dred Scott. And when you shepherdize, I'm sorry,
That was a Freudian slip if I ever heard one.
Yeah, right. Being willing to admit they were wrong on Roe v. Wade. And when you look at the shepherdization of Dred Scott, you find out that even with that obviously wicked ruling, when the whole world had turned against slavery, you find a blatant lack of humility by the U.S. Supreme Court that lasted for decades, for a century.
Mm.
So to say that, okay, our strategy is we don't want to ban abortion until the U.S. Supreme Court admits it was wrong, that's what, a 100-year strategy, 200-year strategy?
Well, yeah, I mean, if based on precedent.
I mean, how long is it going to take to implement? That's like having a non-strategy. That's a great strategy if you want a perennial fundraiser.
Yeah.
If you want to motivate hundreds of thousands of people to vote for certain political candidates, but no real action plan to stop abortion, then that's a great fundraising strategy.
Well, and on that level, it's been very successful for certain organizations within the pro-life industry. It's become an industry.
That's right. Just the PBA ban itself, that whole scam, raised $250 million for the pro-life industry.
Wow.
Took 15 years to pass the partial birth abortion ban, and then Dr. James Dobson, who had advocated that, came out in writing and said, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life.
So even the argument, even if it saves one life, even isn't it worth it?
Even that wouldn't have worked.
Even that argument fails.
And so, Doug, we have now this Dred Scott shepherdized so we could see another avenue, another perspective of how futile the strategy is. It's naive.
Mm.
It's politically naive that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's historically and legally naive. And if you look at human pride.
Oh, yeah.
If you know anything about people, and then human pride, it it increases into institutional pride.
It does.
And the court is going to admit that it committed an atrocity against children. I mean, for that to be your strategy, that is naive. It's politically and legally, historically, anthropologically, it's naive.
I agree. I think it's time for conservative Christians who know when life begins to, number one, increase social tension over the killing of unborn children, and if at all possible, within the bounds of the law, provoke a confrontation that will lead to the ending of abortion in one state and, Lord willing, in 50 states.
Yeah.
It's time to stand up. That is a strategy that could end abortion.
Yeah.
That's much more realistic than trying to persuade the Supreme Court to
to say, we're sorry, we were wrong, we slaughtered millions of people, more than the Germans did.
Right. And here's the thing about slavery, is that all the slaves weren't murdered. Mm. See, with abortion, all the innocent people they ruled against were murdered.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's an even more egregious weight on their conscience for them to ever admit they made a mistake.
Right. And so the force of history, we have to pass them by. We have to make them insignificant by doing what is right. And so with this naive political legal strategy of getting the U.S. Supreme Court to admit it was wrong, to reverse itself, what they have done is they have spent 30 years condemning, opposing, mocking people who have been fighting for personhood and the right to life of the unborn.
Yeah.
They have been mocking those people.
Yeah.
They have been excommunicating organizations, entire groups and leaders who say, but we want to advocate for the right to life of the unborn. They ruthlessly have mocked and alienated those people.
Yeah. And those are the people who are ready to stand up and teach the politicians and the judges when life begins. If they're not sure, well, we're willing to teach them. We're willing to educate
them. And so it's no surprise after 30 years of that really bankrupt strategy that you would have nationally known right-to-life leaders endorsing Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson and people who've done more for the abortion industry than most liberal Democrats.
Well, you know, we're running out of time, and I want to quickly bounce another strategy off you that I was confronted with from a pro-lifer who I'm preparing to respond to. Mm. She said, Doug, we need to change people's hearts first, then we'll be able to change the law.
Yeah, she has it backwards. What if we did that with killing Jews or owning blacks? We would still today have blacks as slaves in America.
Mm.
So, no, when there is injustice, people who know right from wrong, they stand up and they try to stop it.
Right.
You don't wait until people decide, you know what, I don't want to kill kids anymore. I'm going to personally stop. No, when people are killing kids, you do what you can to physically stop them.
There you go.
And now the law is the great teacher.
Now, this person is a Christian. Isn't there a verse in Galatians?
Mm. Yeah, Galatians. In fact, Doug, we're at the end of the show.
Right, and I've got to go drop off those petitions.
You
so.
Do.
Yeah, Doug answer the leave. Question. Right, I'll listen on the way out.
All right, will do. See you, Doug. Thanks. Doug has a signature appointment to get to right away. Yeah, Galatians tells us that the law is the tutor. The law is the tutor. And so when the law says it's legal to kill children, when the law says that, then big trouble. Hey, God bless you guys. KGov.com.
All right.